My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, we take you up until 8 o'clock. Thanks so much to Dr. Lee Kaplan from UHealth Sports Medicine for joining us in our last segment. Now we turn our attention back to high school football. One of the programs that's got off to a 3-0 start, looking really, really good. They are defending district champions and had a pretty decent offseason, are the Bengals of Piper High School. Head coach Quentin Short is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time and congratulations on a good start.
I appreciate it, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
Obviously, you know, you want to get off to this type of start because, you know, the schedule does get stronger, you know, down the road with Blanche Ely and Plantation and Monarch. Talk about what you guys did in the offseason, because I know I saw you at a few events and saw the kids at some line camps and some other events. So what did you guys do to work on and build from last year?
Yeah, just really focused on just our development. You know, we were young. We only returned 4 starters on offense and 4 on defense. So we're playing a lot of young kids. And, you know, the spring we played South Dade and Jensen Beach. So they got to step into, you know, pretty good competition right off the bat for a lot of their first varsity game ever. So we had a lot of work to do. And we just really, you know, tried to get them out to as many camps as we could and just work on our development. And then, you know, just the team bonding aspect of it. We took a trip to Georgia, you know, and we went to Valdosta and we were at Mercer. And so just got guys some exposure and experience and just tried to, you know, keep developing these guys as best we could.
Yeah, no doubt. And those off-season camps, you know, when you travel, there's a lot of bonding going on. You get an opportunity to, you know, go against kids that you don't see, you know, much of during the course of the summer. Once you go out of state, like being in Valdosta, you get a lot of kids from Georgia and South Carolina, obviously into Alabama and Mississippi. So you get an opportunity to work against players that you won't see probably anytime soon. Plus that, you have that bonding, and I think that's always important, especially, as you said, you know, losing so many starters from last year. How important is that when, you know, you could get away with the kids and they could bond, you could bond with them as well?
No, yeah, it's very important. And, you know, it's all about, you know, relationships and getting to know each other and, you know, the time spent, you know, in the hotel or in the, you know, in the vans driving up, just, you know, hanging around each other. It's priceless. So, it was great for those guys to be around each other like that, and like I said, coaches interacting, and you just get to know guys a lot more on a personal level.
Yeah. Quentin Shorts joining us, head coach at Piper High School in Sunrise, off to a 3-0 start. Probably the most glaring part of that start is 92 points to 0. 3 straight shutouts you pitched in the first 3 games, beating Deerfield, Somerset Prep, and South Plantation this last week. Talk about that defense, because obviously they got to be proud to put those zeros up.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we have goal charts, you know, for the defense every week, and one of our goals is a shutout. You know, they get Dunkin' Donuts if they shut them out. So we've had a lot of donuts these first 3 weeks, so that's good. But no, these guys have been working really hard, man. Like, you know, the time, the preparation from the coaches and the players. And just like I said, we're playing a lot of young kids. You know, I'm looking at like 10 kids who are getting snaps, you know, a lot of snaps that are all going to be back next year. So, you know, we're building some depth, and we got a lot of guys that are going to return, you know, next year as well. And then, you know, we're just really trying to lay a foundation of being, you know, a great defense, and they're really taking pride in, you know, what they're doing. And, you know, we got to continue to grow. 'Cause like you said, the schedule is going to get a lot tougher, and we know that. But you know, when you can go 3 games and not have anybody score, you know, that's something to be proud of, because there's a lot of things that can happen in the course of a game where you give up a point or something. So, you know, very proud of that. And we just keep, you know, pushing them to strive to take pride in that and not let people score on you. Because we always tell them if the other team doesn't score, they can't win.
Yeah, well, that's probably been as long as I can remember that happens.
That's right.
when you start off the season, as you did with Cardinal Gibbons in the kickoff classic, and you guys played extremely well that first half, you made some mistakes. You kind of probably put on 2-3 more touchdowns, obviously. How does that work for you? Because here's a Cardinal Gibbons team with Coach DeBuck that year in and year out, they're always in the mix. You know, they have size, they have speed, they have a lot of talent. When you perform like that against a program like that, that's got to help the mindset of everybody, not just the kids, but the coaching staff as well.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, I thought we took a lot of positives out of that, you know, and seeing like all the stuff that we left out there. Like you said, you know, we turned the ball over 4 times inside the 10-yard line, you know, and it's 14-6 at halftime. So, you know, there was some, a lot of good things we took from that, you know, especially just being year 2 and still trying to build this program to where we want to get it. So that's a game that, you know, I think gave us a lot of confidence. Like, hey, if we can fix some of the things that we, you know, did internally that, you know, that were self-inflicted wounds, we got a chance to really do something here. So I think that was a big confidence booster for our kids, seeing that, you know, that they could compete against a program like that. You know, and so we just kind of try to build off of that and continue to get better every week.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Quentin Short joins us, Piper High School. The Bengals are off to a 3-0 start. They will play against Coral Springs this week, and that's going to be – that's a away game. That's on the road.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they get to go – yeah, first district game, which is really important, obviously, down the line. We talked about this last time, obviously, where you've been to quite a few places, and you can't have success without an administration and an athletic department or director that are not on the same page and supportive. Talk about that, because I can never ask that enough, because you talk to a lot of the coaches, whether it be in football or whatever sport, and they go, you know, we get such support from our principal and our assistant principals and our athletic director. How important, and how's it been for you? Because I know athletic director, you got a really good one who comes from a great lineage of people in the sports family. Because his mom used to be a great athletic director back in the day. But talk about your administration.
No, it's been great since we got there last year. It's very supportive in everything that we're trying to do. And I mean, it's just been unbelievable, the support and the backing that they've given us. And, you know, that's the main thing. Like, everything's got to be aligned. Like, you know, from the principal down, has got to be aligned for a program to have success. And, you know, I couldn't ask for anything better so far at Piper. It's been amazing.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously, some of the players have started the rally. I know you had the running back in the first game. I forgot his name, but just an exceptional back. He has he also stepped up during the season so far?
No, for sure. Yeah, Julian Halley's his name. You know, he was our fourth string running back last year. You know, got a little bit of time, and he, you know, ran track, and I think that changed his whole deal. You know, track was a huge success for him. Just see how much faster he is now, and he grinded all summer in the weight room, and you know, the 3 guys that were in front of him, you know, one transferred, and 2 other guys are no longer in the program. So in the spring, you know, we told him, hey, this is your chance to seize the opportunity, and I mean, he's done a phenomenal job with it, and you know, he's had a great start to the season.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough. As always, always a pleasure to see you. One of the favorite coaches. You do things the right way. You work hard, and you get results. And again, good luck this week. Maybe you could stretch that shutout to 4 in a row heading into the game against Blanche Ely the week after.
All right. I appreciate it, Larry. Thanks for having me on. Thank you.
Not every time. Quentin Short, great coach, great person from Piper High School.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.